How can we overlook things that are right in front of us? That question came up recently for our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz when he rediscovered a conductor he's admired for years.
Here's a frequent scenario. I'm listening to the radio in my car, and some music grabs my attention. So I try to guess who's playing. I keep driving until I learn the answer. A few months ago, it was a performance of Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. Not a version I knew, but it was charming and fresh. Very Viennese, I thought. Delicate without sounding precious. Full of vitality without being aggressive. And fun. My wild guess was Eric Kleiber, the Viennese conductor I knew best from the recording I grew up with of Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, and who's probably better known now as the father of the wonderful but very eccentric conductor Carlos Kleiber, who has inherited, among other things, his father's love for Viennese waltzes. Well, give me a gold star. I was right. That recording of the pastoral has just been reissued as part of an ambitious new series on Decca called Great Conductors of the 20th Century. That Beethoven symphony triggered my re-interest in Eric Kleiber, and I've been trying to find as many of his performances as I can. His most famous recordings are that Figaro and Richard Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier, which are still in print after nearly half a century. Here's part of the great sextet from Figaro. It's one of the pieces of music that first made me fall in love with Mozart. An amazing moment. Part slapstick comedy and part profound human drama. In it, Figaro and the elderly lady who's been trying to trap him into marriage discover that they are really mother and son.
Sua madre.
E quello mio padre che a te lo dirà, che a te lo dirà.
Suo padre.
Quella mia madre che a te lo dirà, che a te lo dirà, mia madre che a te lo dirà, mio padre che a te lo dirà.
One reason Kleiber may not be better known is that although he led the world's greatest orchestras, he left Europe before the Second World War and lived for a while in Argentina, where he didn't record. He died suddenly in 1956 at the age of 65. A number of his live opera performances exist, including an electrifying version of Verdi's Sicilian Vespers with Maria Callas. Kleiber was also deeply interested in contemporary music. In 1925, he led the world premiere of Alban Berg's Wozzeck, a landmark of 20th century opera. He never recorded it complete, but in a live performance of a concert suite from Wozzeck 30 years later, Kleiber captures both the brutality and the beauty of Berg's score. I'm glad the record companies are still interested in Kleiber. The Music and Arts label has just put out an exciting album of Kleiber conducting four previously unreleased complete live concerts with the NBC Symphony, Toscanini's orchestra. Here's the magical ending of Strauss's Tales from the Vienna Woods. Kleiber once said that routine and improvisation are the mortal enemies of art. There was nothing routine about Erich Kleiber. He was a demanding musician, and although his recordings have the spontaneity of improvisation, he obviously achieved this effect through hard work. He was one of the major artists of the 20th century and left behind only a fragment of his accomplishment. But we should be grateful that at least part of his legacy still exists.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix.